This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There we go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming you to the end of time. Jannah bonus, the pathways to Jannah. Okay, here we go. There you are. I'm just waiting for people to come online, inshallah ta'ala. And then we can start, bi'idhnillah. كيف حالكم? How's everyone doing? يا هلا ومرحبا. أهلا رزم اللاي. عريف سمية كسو تسنيم رزم اللاي. لولا روب. So I got Facebook and I got Instagram. Live. كيف حالكم? How's everyone doing? أهلا أهلا خان حفصة أهلا نجوى أهلا Korea, for the first time, I think you joined. Lula Robe, Yashmin, all the way from Vancouver. Maya, ya marhaba, ahlan, 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 ahlan. Tasneem, alaikum salam. I can even say that name. I'm sorry, sexy me. Let's say that name. How's everyone? Ahlan, Saadia Khan. Ahlan, ahlan. Marhaban, Hafiz Mughal, how you doing? People from the UK, people from all over the world, people from Vancouver, people from Malaysia, people from Singapore, people from, yeah, it was weird to mention that name, you know. People from Australia, Assalamu Alaikum. Wherever you are, everywhere you are, you know, you're welcome. So, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Alhamdulillah. Session number 45 on the end of time. This is a bonus session on the pathways of Jannah. This is a there you go, mashallah. New York is in the house tonight. New York is in the house tonight. My people, they are in the house tonight. Mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Umair, Yasin, all the way from Belgium. Please change that name. Please, I beg you, change that name. I just, you know, Sexy Me Bougie. Please change that name. I beg you, man. You don't even look like you said you are. I cannot see your picture, but you don't even look like, I'm just messing with you. But please, I don't want to say your name, you know. We're talking about Jannah, man. You're talking about Jannah. Come on. Yeah, Habibi Hani. Habibi Hani, how are you, Habibi Hani Sawi? change it to not sexy me, alright? Change it to not sexy me. I don't know. Well, come on, change it to whatever you want. I mean, what am I going to call you? I know, like, I have, mashallah, Najwa, I have Munazza, I have Maya, I have Fatima, I have Imran, I have Hani, I have Hafiz. Those I can mention your name, their name. But every time I want to say your name, so I say, hey, Sexy Me, but it sounds weird, man. Every time I want to call you, hey, Sexy Me, Hani, how am I going to call you? Even in Jannah, people will not be calling you Sexy Me, whatever your name is, right? I have Sumiya, I have Hafsa. You see, I can say their name, I can mention their name. I have Iman, right? You know, but what can I say? Sexy Me Boy, what is that, man? I can even I feel aib to call you. What am I call you, man? Razmalai, you can, you know, change it to Razmalai, imagine. I don't know. Come on, man. You know, anyways, I'm laughing because the people of Jannah will be laughing too. Yeah, hello, marhaba. Yeah, hello, marhaba. All of you brothers from Instagram right here and people from Facebook right there. Jazakallah khair. Some of you haven't come for a long time, and Jazakumullah khair for joining back. And some of you missed out on lots of sessions. Go back and watch any session which you have missed, because you've missed out on a lot. I'm telling you, a lot. especially when we enter Jannah, you missed out on just so many sessions. Go back and watch them. Those of you who just joined for the very first time, okay, Ras Malai. I already have somebody by the name of Ras Malai, right? I already got someone by the name of Ras Malai, but I don't mind having two Ras Malais. I don't mind having too many Ras Malais, all right? It's better than Sexy Me Wee Booey, whatever that name was, man. Hey! It's not she. She's not even she. It's a he. I don't think it's a she. It's a he. Okay, fine. Ras Malai. I think you're a guy, right? Ras Malai. You must be a guy because from that picture, you look like a guy. I cannot see because my eyes are not good anyways. Right? But anyways, those of you who just joined for the very first time, please go back and watch this all the series. Got 45. Today is session or episode number 45. From the end of time. You see, he's a guy. He's not even a girl. He's a guy. And he's calling himself Sexy Me, whatever, boy. You know? La hawla wa la quwwata. But yeah, Ras Malai has got a copyright already. Somebody says he's got a copyright. So please, you know, maybe you need to check with that brother, you know, who has the Ras Malai nickname. Anyways, today is session number 45. From the end of time, and inshallah ta'ala, today will be the conclusion of our series. The conclusion of our series, the end of time. We've been talking about Jannah, you know, we've nine episodes just talking about Jannah. And yesterday we talked about Eid. Yesterday was about Eid. Eid in Jannah. That's what we talked about. You know, when Allah Azza wa Jal will admit us into Jannah, when we'll be invited by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala into His dominion, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then He will tell the angels to feed us, you know, some food we've never eaten before, even in Jannah. When He would tell the angels to give us some drinks which we never drank before. When He would tell the angels to give us some clothing which we never wore before, some new garments, and then He will tell the angels to give us some perfume, you know, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell us that He is so pleased with us, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla will call Dawood, and Dawood will stand by his arsh subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise Him with His beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. It's like an entertaining, right? Entertainment night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will hear His voice, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Him reciting the Quran. He is the words, the Allah Azza wa Jal. The Quran are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you can hear that from Allah Azza wa Jal Himself. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will tell us to ask of Him. Excuse me, to ask of Him. And we will we'll keep on asking. At some point, you know, we will run out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on telling us to keep on asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep on asking for anything. And then we run out. We don't know what to ask anymore. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uplift that veil, you know, so that we can see His face as we see the very bright full moon, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have no doubt. We will have no difficulties in seeing His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the greatest pleasure, the utmost pleasure in Jannah, is to be able to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wujuhun yawma'idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira. Wujuhun, the faces that shall see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like you see the that brightness of the full moon. Brothers and sisters, when this will happen, khalas, inshallah ta'ala, death is already been slaughtered. The people have, you know, who are in Jannah, khalas, they are in Jannah. The people who are in hellfire, they are in hellfire, aliyadu billah. This is the forever life. This is the forever life. It is, khalas. You know, alhamdulillah, Allahumma lak alhamd. You know, you are living, or you'll be living in that bliss. Yani, it's not until the end of time. There will be no end until the end of time. It is, inshallah ta'ala, it is, khalas, يعني people have seen the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are in Jannah. You met in that market. Every Friday, people will go to that market. You know, they meet one another. They see one another. Your loved ones are in Jannah. And then, my brothers and sisters, something interesting will happen. Something interesting will happen. A conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire. A conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire. Because today, right, today, some of us Muslims, sometimes you get ridiculed, right, because the way you look, the way you dress, you know, maybe sister wearing her niqab, they may point out their fingers towards her, or maybe a brother with his beard. A sister with her hijab, you know, sometimes people make fun of us, right? Or they may ridicule us. In fact, they're only ridiculing themselves, not us. Right? Are you, the people, brothers and sisters, do you hear me fine on Instagram and Facebook? Because alhamdulillah, I have them both, right? Do you people hear me just fine? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, we're fine, alhamdulillah. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And you're good? All right, cool. And Facebook? Yes. Okay, Brother Hafiz? Yes, Hani? Great. Alhamdulillah. So you people can hear me fine on Facebook and fine on Instagram. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma lakal hamd. So let me carry on. As I was saying, sometimes, you know, you feel this, you know, that when people are ridiculing you, you know, although they, you know, you... They may even just give you that look sometimes, you know, maybe at the airport, or maybe in the street, or maybe in the market, right? Or maybe you go out grocery shopping, especially us who live in the West, you know, sometimes they give you that look and you give it back to them, right? I don't like that. I don't like that when people give me a look, I look back, but I tell the sisters not to do that. I tell the sisters not to do that, but don't feel, you know, don't let anyone abuse you. Don't, no, abadan, because you live with the name of Allah, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let anyone ever, you know, belittle you or abuse you or whatnot, you know. But sometimes you feel that. I feel it because I travel a lot, right? You feel sometimes that profiling, although they don't tell you, but you feel that profiling, you know. When they stop you at the airport, you know, randomly for a random check, you know, they say it's a random check. يعني subhanallah, يعني random check, all of a sudden even the thing is random, خلاص random, be it random. So sometimes you feel this profiling, you know, and whatnot. So and people who laughed at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, right? Even at the time of the Prophet, they used to ridicule the Sahaba, they used to ridicule the Muslims, they used to ridicule them. You know, even after the time of the Prophet, people laughing. Look at these Muslims, look at this, you know, look at these beardos. You know, beardo, weirdo, right? You know, yeah, we're going to see who's going to be the weirdo at the end. Who's going to be the weirdo? Is it me or you, right? Now you're calling me weirdo. It's all right, strange. Because as the Prophet Muhammad says, Islam has came as something that is strange, and it will come back as something that is strange. It will come back as being strange. Now we live in that era of strangeness. Anybody who's holding to their deen, they feel they are strange. Anybody who's holding to the hijab, they feel they are strange. And that strangeness can also happen within your own home sometimes. Sometimes within your own home you feel strange. Because your parents, they don't like what you're doing. Your parents, they don't like sometimes that you're dressed up the way you're dressed up. Some, you know, your parents, your loved ones. But I'm not, of course, it's not, I cannot generalize, right? But sometimes you feel that strangeness even within your own family, subhanAllah. Isn't it Munisa, right? Munisa. Even sometimes you feel that strangeness within your own, right, environment. You know, this is what when the Prophet Muhammad mentions that Islam will come at something that is strange, right? It is, and it was, when Islam first came, people thought it was strange. What is this kind of religion? And it will come back at something that is strange. طوبى للغرباء, glad tied into the strangers. Tied into the strangers. So, people who used to make laugh, you know, and ridicule us and laugh at us, in the Day of Judgment in Jannah, you will laugh back at them. ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعدكم ربكم حقا. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 44. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the people of Jannah, they will call upon the people of hellfire. And they will tell them, we have found what our Lord has promised us. Did you find what your Lord has promised you? Did you? قالوا بلى. They said, yes, we have. Our Lord has promised us an abode if we were to be patient, if we were to persevere, if we were to pray and believe and wear hijab and read Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jalla made some promises to us. So we found those promises. Allah fulfilled them. How about you? Did you find the promises that Allah has promised you as well? Those who don't believe, those who don't pray, those who don't do this, did you find what Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised you? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 29. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا, those criminals at the time, كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Wallahi, I've seen this even me. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that in the Quran. I've seen it. What is Allah saying? They said, they are laughing at the believers. Look at his abaya. Look at his niqab. Look at his beard. And then when the Muslims, they move, they start winking. They wink at each other. Look at this guy. Look. Sometimes they don't even have to point. Right? They don't point. They just wink to each other. I've seen that. Sometimes you just walk in and then you feel, some guys behind you or on your side, they're just like, giving eye signals to one another. Look at this hijabi. Look at this beardo. Look at this guy with his tobe. He's, walking with his tobe. They're winking at each other, right? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 29. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. When he goes back to his wife, to his family, they start talking about you again. They start talking about you. You know what I saw today? I saw this Bildo weirdo. I saw this Niqabi Zorro. This Zorro. I saw this ninja on the way, on the market. I saw this. Subhan al-Kareem. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. And then when they look at them, they say, you know what they say? Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying now in the Quran is exactly what we feel sometimes now happening. They say, these people now what they're saying, those people are wrong. Those people are wrong. Dalun, they are astray. And they're calling the hijabi, the niqabi, the beardo, the one with the tobe, the one who prays, they're wrong. Why can't you go to the wedding? They're wrong. Why can't you dance? They're wrong. We're going to dance big time, I told you. Jannah man. Yeah, we're going to dance. Why can't you have fun? Why can't you do this? They're wrong, man. They're astray. They're calling us astray. They say, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يعملون. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then today, that day in Jannah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. Because you laughed at us and you ridiculed us, the believers will laugh back at you on the day of judgment in Jannah. When we are in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, then the believers, they will laugh. Just like the kuffar used to laugh at you and ridicule you in the day of judgment, you will laugh back at them. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنظُرُونَ. They're reclining on their araik. They're reclining on their beds, looking at each other, looking at the beauties that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with, looking at their, you know, looking at their mansions and their trees and the rivers and their beautiful boys, you know, going around and now with their the drinks and the fruits and then serving them. They're going around like this, and then they think, you know, talking about, look, those people that used to ridicule us, laughed at us, now we can laugh back at them. Allah gives justice. Yes. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, what I want to do now is, inshaAllah ta'ala, share with you something beautiful. What am I going to share with you? We talked about Jannah a lot. Right, this is inshallah, alhamdulillah, 45 sessions. This is session number 45, right? Talking about the end of time. So my brothers and sisters, because inshallah ta'ala, this will be our final session. So my brothers and sisters, what I want to do inshallah ta'ala now is to leave you all with this beauty, bi-idhnillah, make you all very happy. Yes, we talked about Jannah, we described Jannah, we described how, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will admit us and we, you know, we will be, and how He will tell the angels to feed us and how He will tell the angels once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us is His dominion, when He will tell the angels to give us the best beautiful drinks and the best beautiful fruits, and then when Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell us, you know, if we want anything that He is pleased with us, and then He will uplift that veil, and then we will see and look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He shall say, today I shall be pleased with you, I shall never be displeased with you ever again. Today you are, I'm pleased with you, ask of me anything you want and you shall have anything that you want. No, you shall have more than you have ever desired. Things that eyes have never seen, things that ears have never heard, things that you have never even conceived, my brothers and sisters, in Jannah. Those of you who just joined, please, I beg you, if you have some time, go back and watch all the sessions. Maybe you want to watch at least the Jannah sessions. There are like 9 sessions talking about Jannah. You may want to go back and watch them because you've missed out on a lot. A full description of Jannah. Those of you who just joined, right? If not, so today, inshallah ta'ala, what I want to do now, my brothers and sisters, is share with you the pathways to Jannah. The pathways to Jannah. I've got Instagram here and I've got Facebook there. I want to give you some action items, you know, more than 20. You've got like so many actions, inshallah ta'ala, pathways to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. But first, I want to say salam to all of you. I want to check on all of you, make sure that you all are right, that you're all great, inshallah. And then I will share these amazing pathways to Jannah to all of you, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Kiko, mon frère, how are you? Sumaya, how are you? Najwa, how are you? Najwa, how are you? Kiko Leblanc. Sister Aisha Davis, how are you? Subhan Ali from all the way Melbourne, how are you? Nasima from the UK, how are you? Sultan Razmalai, are you all right, my man? Now you okay? Alhamdulillah. Sumia, you all right? Mashallah, great. Khadija, how's everything? Munazza, how's everyone? How's everyone? Hafiz Mughal, you guys doing all right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Brother Naeem Banat, my man, he's in town. He's in the house with me tonight. My brother Naeem Banat, may Allah bless him. Yashmin, sister from Vancouver, how are you? Iman, alhamdulillah, doing great. Nawal, how are you feeling? Nawal, you were sick. How are you feeling? Inshallah, better. We made dua for you. How are you feeling? Shazia, you doing all right? Riyad Ibtisam, doing great. And Saadia Khan, how are you? And Hafsa Khan, doing all right? Mush Kabir, how are you? Alhamdulillah, everything all right? Maria Shah, you doing okay? Yasin, Habibi Yasin, في بو how are you alhamdulillah munazza doing okay zahida doing all right alhamdulillah rabbil alamin everything okay kiko le blanc kiko is there kiko is here kiko is everywhere all right alhamdulillah rabbil alamin I'm just checking on all of you where's sister fatima where's sister fatima brother muhib how are you my man and how's your family doing how's your brother we're all good alhamdulillah maya how's everything alhamdulillah rabbil alamin allahumma lak alhamd Nasima doing great. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Cookies everywhere. Yes, man. Look, cookies and hearts and everything. You know, Sister Nadia Nadim from Vancouver as well. How are you? Family doing okay? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yasmin, yeah, here she comes. There you go. All right. So, brothers and sisters, Jannah. Jannah requires some work, inshallah, right? So I'm going to share with you some pathways to Jannah, and what I want you, inshallah ta'ala, not to belittle any action, anything that you could do that will admit you to Jannah. Do not belittle any action, any deed that you could do that will admit you to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Anything. Do not never underestimate any good deed that you could do, inshallah ta'ala. Even if you can show a smile. Huh, Yasin? Yasin? Even if you can show a smile. Huh, Umair? Even you can show a smile to your brother, to your sister, you know, sister to sister, of course, a brother to brother, you know, Layla, Khadija, Najwa, small deeds, inshallah ta'ala. ولو حد أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق as the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام تبسم في وجه أخيك صدقة ولو أن تلقى أخيك بوجه طليق even if you were to meet your brother with a beautiful face with a smiley face أنا فيسبوك ها فيسبوك I'm smiling Instagram I'm smiling even that smile إن شاء الله تعالى You know, which is considered to be sadaqah, right? Sadaqah, yani a charity. So never underestimate any good deed, my brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala. So take some notes, inshallah ta'ala, huh? Take some notes, bi'idhnillah, all right? I miss Jannah. And we are in the final 10 days of Ramadan. The final 10 days of Ramadan. Khalas. This is, in fact, na'am, you know, this is where we need to, you know, roll up our sleeves, inshallah ta'ala, roll up those sleeves and try right now, starting today, to do as many, you know, good deeds as we possibly can, inshallah ta'ala. So I miss Jannah. I'm sure you all miss Jannah. We spoke about Jannah, you know, we spoke about a lot of things in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, what will earn us Jannah? The pathways of Jannah. We will start with the topmost. What's the topmost? Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the pathways of Jannah is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And loving Him, you have to follow His orders. To love Him is to love His, follow His orders subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving Allah is one of the way, the pathways to Jannah. To love Allah, you have to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To love Allah, you have to love Prophet Muhammad. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Say, if you love Allah, follow Prophet Muhammad. Allah shall love you. If you love Allah, follow Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall love you. You want Jannah? The Prophet Muhammad, and I'm giving you, I'm just going to throw a bunch of things out to you, inshallah ta'ala, take as many as you can, inshallah. The Prophet Muhammad says, Man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhala al-jannah. The Prophet says, whosoever says la ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart, he shall enter Jannah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله. Whosoever his last word is لا إله إلا الله, he shall enter Jannah. He shall enter Jannah. Whoever says La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, with sincerity from his heart, he shall enter Jannah. And whoever's last word in this dunya, La ilaha illallah, he shall enter Jannah. Na'am. Because you see, if you live in accordance with La ilaha illallah, you'd be able to say La ilaha illallah before you die. Before you die, you will be able to say La ilaha, because you lived in accordance with La ilaha illallah, right? You lived in accordance with La ilaha illallah, so you'll be able to say La ilaha illallah, my brothers and sisters, inshaAllah ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad also says, I'm going to throw a lot of things at you, inshaAllah. Try to remember, or maybe take notes. If you can take notes, that'd be amazing. The Prophet Muhammad salam, says, whosoever prays 12 rak'ah, whosoever prays 12 rak'ah, right? Voluntary rak'ah, a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wajabat lahu al-jannah. He shall enter the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in Jannah. 12 rak'ah. We mentioned this. You know, 2 rak'at fajr, the one that is before fajr, and 4 rak'at duhr before duhr, and 2 rak'at after duhr, and 2 rak'at after maghrib, and 2 rak'at after isha. That is 12 rak'ah. Whosoever prays this 12 rak'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, من توضأ, whosoever, you know, makes his wudu and perfects it, and after the wudu he says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. All the 8 gates of Jannah will open up for him or her. Whosoever makes wudu and perfects it. No, don't just like, you know, a quick wudu. Whoever makes wudu and perfects it, right? Makes it perfectly fine. And then after the wudu, he says, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The 8 gates of Jannah will open up for that person, my brothers and sisters. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man salla al-bardayni dakhala al-jannah. Whosoever pray the cool ones, the 2 cool ones, whosoever prays the 2 cool ones, he shall enter Jannah. The 2 cool ones, Fajr, Fajr, and some said Asr, Fajr and Asr, Fajr and Asr, in Jama'ah, in congregations. Now you cannot go to the masjid, but you can pray that in your own homes, in congregation with your family. Whosoever prays Al-Bardain, Al-Asr, and Fajr, he shall enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whosoever prays, you know, the 2 cool ones, you shall, and he shall enter. You see the Prophet Muhammad, what he's doing here? You see what the Prophet Muhammad is doing here? The Prophet Muhammad is varying the ways for us to enter Jannah. He's giving us many ways and many means to enter Jannah. He's varying many, you know, he's giving you a bunch of stuff. You cannot do this, do this one. You cannot do this one, do that one. You cannot do that one, do the other one. And so on and so forth. Just so that nobody will have any excuse saying, I can't. I can't. You have no excuse for saying you can't. Because the Prophet is varying so many ways just so that you can get admitted to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, whosoever gives sadaqah in pairs, he shall be called from all the 8 gates of Jannah. What does it mean in pairs? In pairs, instead of giving $1, you give $2. Instead of giving, you know, $2, you give $4. Even if you give 1 loaf of bread, you give 2 loaf of bread. You give, you know, instead of giving 1 apple sadaqah, you give 2 apples. You know, you give in pairs. So the Prophet says, whoever gives sadaqah in pairs, he will be called from the 8 gates, you know, of Jannah, to enter Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. من ختم له بالصيام يوم دخل الجنة. الله أكبر. Whoever was his last end was fasting and he dies, he shall enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Whosoever his last thing he did before he died was like he was fasting. He shall enter Jannah. Man khutima lahu bi siyam dakhala al Jannah. My brothers and sisters, Salat al Rahim. Salat al Rahim also. What is Salat al Rahim? We talked about this, right? We talked about this and we had a session talking about this. Salat al Rahim, keeping ties with your kinship. Keeping ties with your kinship. You know, not severing the kinship, the ties of kinship, but upholding the ties of kinship that will earn you Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. With your families, with your aunties, with your uncles, with your sisters and brothers, with your loved ones, with your, you know, whosoever, you know, uphold the ties of kinship, he shall enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. These are all so many. Hifd al-Faraj. What's Hifd al-Faraj? Meaning, whosoever keeps this chastity, you know, keeping him, you know, to guard his private parts. Guarding your private parts, insha'Allah ta'ala, is one of the means to enter Jannah insha'Allah. Guarding your private parts, you know, being chaste is one of the means to enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'a, whosoever keeps themselves humble, you know, humbleness will also get you to enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. Being humble versus somebody who's not humble, yani arrogant. Because the ones who's humble, the opposite of humbleness is arrogance. And the arrogant does not enter Jannah. La, the arrogant does not enter Jannah. Sisters and brothers, the arrogant does not enter Jannah. So humbleness, because the Prophet says, "Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ah." So whosoever humbles himself down before Allah, Allah will elevate him ranks in Jannah. So these are, you know, more pathways to Jannah. Feeling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah will get you to enter the Jannah. Of course, Allah's consciousness will get you and admit you to Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. Feeling Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and being God conscious, you know, in Jannah. What else? There's so many. Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, Allahu Akbar. Laysa lahu jaza'in illa al-Jannah. Al-Hajj al-Mabrur. The ones who perform the Hajj. There is no reward for that except Jannah. When you go there and you leave everything behind you, you put your ihram and then you go saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر. You know, going with Labbaik Allah, you will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I know Hajj this year, it seems that it's closed, you know, for us foreigners. You know, it's okay. Khair, inshaAllah ta'ala. Khair, inshaAllah. But those of you who have not performed Hajj, may Allah, inshaAllah ta'ala, make it a mean for you to enter, to go for Hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. Huh? For you, for Layla, for Iman, for Yasin, for Munisha, for Nawar, inshaAllah ta'ala, for Fatima, for Imran, for Hafiz, for Naseema, for Nadia, for all of you out there. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, make it a way for you to go and perform Hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. Go and say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Wallahi, 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 you say, you know, you go and Sumayya, inshaAllah, right? You know, and you go say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You'll be, my brothers and sisters, you're saying it and tears coming down. Saying it, especially those who do it for the first times, Allahu Akbar. You're saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. With tears. You enter the haram, and before you see the Kaaba, you enter in this, you start feeling your heart start racing. Your heart is beating so hard, so fast. And then as soon as you are there, you look at the Kaaba, you see the Kaaba, you go down. You burst. You cry, you weep, you make dua, you're in awe. You're quiet. You don't know. What a confusion state. What an amazing state. You don't know, this is the Kaaba. This is the Kaaba, this is the Kaaba. Ya salam, ya salam, ya salam. My brothers, whosoever does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet says, he will be granted Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Ilm, man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fi ilma sahala Allahu bi tariqan ila al-jannah. Whosoever, you know, adopts a path seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adopt a path for him to seek to enter Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, great news for all of you. This is what you're here for. You see, you're here seeking knowledge. Because you're here seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the road for you to Jannah. Because you have sought a path to seeking knowledge. Because you sought a path seeking knowledge, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the road for you to enter Jannah. All of you, huh? All of you. Najwa, Zahida, and Nawal, inshallah ta'ala, and Naseema out there, and Mariana, and Saadia Khan, and Hafiz, and Umair, and all of you then, and Yasin, right, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you, you're all here, you're all trying to seek some knowledge, right? You're trying to seek some knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave a road for you to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Huh? There's more. You know, dhikr of Allah will earn you Jannah. The dhikr of Allah, insha'Allah ta'ala, will earn you Jannah. Like what? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are the, you know, the trees in Jannah, planting trees in Jannah. You know, these are pathways to Jannah. There's so many pathways to Jannah. What else? You know, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These are, you know, planting trees in Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know what this means? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Who said that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad says one of the treasures of Jannah is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. There is no might, no power except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-aliyy al-azim. The most high, the most great subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Istighfar, seeking forgiveness is one of the pathways to Jannah. Astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه استغفار seeking forgiveness is one of the pathways to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. Oh, this what I'm gonna say now is a killer in a good way. It's a killer. This one I'm gonna mention now is one of the pathways to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. Is in fact one of the gateways of Jannah. One of the gateways of Jannah. Do you know what it is, my brothers and sisters? Honoring the parents. Honoring your parents is one of the pathways to Jannah. One of the gateways to Jannah. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله 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 الله. One of the pathways to Jannah, my brothers and sisters, is the kindness to the parents. Honoring the parents, subhan, you know, and we're going to mention this. We're going to talk about this in the new session, the session of, you know, homemade happiness. That new session, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk a lot about, you know, parents and wives and husbands and children and, you know, and the whole members of the family, inshallah ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, the gate, one of the middle gates of Jannah is the gate of the parents, inshallah ta'ala. All these are are gateways to Jannah. As-suhba as-saliha, righteous friends, is one of the gateways to Jannah. Yes, righteous friends. We have made a lot of friends in this series. We have made a lot of friends on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram right here, Facebook right here. We have made a lot of friends, right? Now we know each other. Now Iman knows Razmalai. Razmalai is a boy and Iman is a girl. Hold on a second. Scrap that. Now Najwa, she knows Iman. And Umair knows Razmalai. Okay, this is good. This is better. And now Khadija, she knows Fatima. And now Nasima, she knows Maureen. And Safiya, she knows Mariana. And Hafiz Mughal, he knows me, right? You know. And Layla, she knows Maya. And Zahida, she knows... Don't scrap that. Now you like it, huh? And now you're calling yourself sexy me, huh? Sexy me. Oh, no, don't scrap that. Please don't scrap that. No, I'm going to scrap it, sexy me. You know, you think you're, huh? No, I'm going to scrap it. Iman? No, Iman, she's, Iman. I know who Iman is. I know who Iman is, right? So my brothers and sisters, you know, Sahba Saliha, the righteous friends, right? This is one of the pathways to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala, right? There's so many pathways, you know, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when I said loving the Prophet Muhammad as-salam, and when it means to love the Prophet Muhammad is to love what he used to love, subhanahu wa, you know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tawbah, repentance is one of the pathways to Jannah. Making tawbah, right? Repentance is one of the pathways to Jannah. I talked about seeking knowledge, one of the pathways to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. There's so many, subhanAllah. You know, being patient, Allahu Akbar. Patience is one of the pathways to Jannah. Patience is one of the pathways to Jannah, right? Being patient. We go through so many. Some of us have just lost a loved one. Maybe a father, maybe a mother. Some of us have just been sick or going through some sort of sickness. Some of us are dealing with issues at home or dealing with health issues or whatnot, right? Being patient. Being patient. Why? Patience is one of the gateways to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. As-sabirun. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Look, bighayri hisab. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla says. That the sabirun, those who are patient, those who show patience and perseverance, they will get their reward beyond anything that you can imagine. بغير حساب. Subhanallah. Something that you cannot count for. بغير. يعني what's بغير حساب? يعني something that you cannot even count for. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. It's like a surprise, you know, for those who show patience, insha'Allah ta'ala. These are one of the, you know, you may be going through difficult moments and hardships. Remember the patience of Prophet Muhammad. Remember the patience of Prophet Nuh. Remember the patience of Prophet Ayyub. Remember the patience of Prophet Ibrahim. Remember the patience of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Remember. So please, never despair. Never despair. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَنَا أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all the sins, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember what I told you yesterday or the day before yesterday, I think yesterday, that once you see the face of Allah, not only you will forget the challenges and the hardships that you have gone through in the dunya, you will forget the Jannah that you're in. You will forget about the bliss of Jannah. You will forget about your menses in Jannah. You will forget about your wives and your spouses in Jannah. You will forget about that food in Jannah. You will forget about the rivers. You will forget about everything in Jannah. Just once you see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So patience and perseverance, my brothers and sisters, are one of the pathways to Jannah. My brothers and sisters, one of the, and I remember when I told you about, you know, a sadaqah, when I told you about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I told you about, you know, crying one of the, you know, crying for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shedding tears of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the ways and pathways to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. And muraqabatullah, muraqabatullah is one of the pathways to Jannah. What's muraqabah? Ar-raqib, living with the name of Allah, ar-raqib, being watchful, being vigilant. Being vigilant, meaning that knowing that Allah is watching you. Before you do anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. So that's one of the pathways of Jannah. Ihsan. Ihsan is one of the pathways to Jannah. When you do something, do it with excellence. Is one of the pathways of Jannah, my brothers and sisters. And last but not least, I want to share one last thing with you and we end this. I feel I really want to make it like a cliffhanger. But I don't know, because I said I want to have this as our final session talking about the end of time, right? It feels like a cliffhanger, an amazing cliffhanger, because I want to end with this. One last thing, inshallah ta'ala. But Umair, nah, no cliffhanger on this one. No cliffhanger, stretch it. Sumayya, where is Kso? Where is Kso? Razmalai? Zahida, no cliffhangers. Khalas, no cliffhangers. Tayyib, no cliffhanger, inshallah ta'ala. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. One thing that I want to end with is As-salam, peace, is one of the great pathways to Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, والله لن تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, by Allah, you will not go into enter Jannah until you love one another, and you will not go into love one another until you spread peace amongst one another. Shall I tell you about something that will bring love amongst you? Spread peace with one another. Spread peace with one another. So this is why I left it until the end. The Prophet says, you will not go into enter Jannah until you become a believer. And you will not go into become a believer until you love one another. Until you love one another. Shall I tell you something that will bring love amongst you, O Muslims? The Prophet is saying, shall I tell you something that will bring love amongst you? Spread peace with one another. Spread peace with one another. If you have any trouble, any hard feelings towards anyone, anyone from your families, from your friends, from people, from a neighbor, whatnot, spread peace with one another. And me, today, I shall tell you all, Salamu alaykum. Whether you have spoken bad about me or said anything about me, I say peace. Peace in the Middle East. Salamu alaykum. Inshallah ta'ala, with this peace, we shall enter Jannah bi'idhnillah. With peace, with salam, we shall enter Jannah as-salam. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Look what Allah says in the Quran. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They will have the house of peace, and the house of peace is Jannah. The house of peace is Jannah. So my brothers and sisters, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ سَلَامٌ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ دُعَاةَ السَّلَامِ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ سَلَامٌ سَلَامٌ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ دُعَاةَ السَّلَامِ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ سلام سلام أنبياء الله دعاة السلام لعباد الله. فاطمة سلام عليكم. نجوى سلام عليكم. عمير سلام عليكم. إيمان سلام عليكم. هاني سلام عليكم. مريانة سلام عليكم. حفصة سلام عليكم. نادية سلام عليكم. عمير سلام عليكم. ياسمين سلام عليكم. نادية سلام عليكم. سلام عليكم. عليكم السلام. سلام عليكم. عليكم السلام. سلام عليكم. سمية سلام عليكم. مايا سلام عليكم. هاني سلام عليكم. All of you, salamu alaykum. So we can enter Jannah with salam. Yasmin, salamu alaykum. Chag C, salamu alaykum. Chag C, salamu alaykum. Razmalai, salamu alaykum. Razmalai, salamu alaykum. Nasima, salamu alaykum. Rikiko Leblanc, salamu alaykum. Shazia, salamu alaykum. السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام. نجوى السلام عليكم. عارف السلام عليكم. All of you السلام عليكم. All of you. Those of you who are here or there. السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام. سلام سلام أنبياء الله دعاة السلام لعباد الله. سلام سلام أنبياء الله دعاة السلام لعباد الله. السلام عليكم. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah bless you all. بارك الله فيكم. As of tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to start a new series called Homemade Happiness. It was an amazing journey with all of you. It was a beautiful, amazing journey, the end of time. I wish it was not the end of time. It's called the end of time, and I wish it was not called the end of time, because I don't want this time to end. But every good thing has an end. Everything has an end. And my series came to an end. I don't want to hit the end button. Everything has an end. And my series came into an end. I really don't want to hit the end. Although I know, inshallah, I will see you again tomorrow. As if I feel you may not see them tomorrow. If I don't see you tomorrow, then inshallah I will see you in Jannah. If I don't see you tomorrow, inshallah, then inshallah I shall see you in Jannah. Ameen for your du'as. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah bless you all. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you all. May Allah reward you all. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity in this strange times. Give me this opportunity to be with you. To be with you. To share this little bit of knowledge with you. I really enjoyed it so much. It was an honor. But it couldn't have happened if it was not because of Allah, then because of you, my brothers and sisters on Facebook and my brothers and sisters on Instagram. So even Instagram is giving me a time, you know, like, look, he's giving me time down right now. Even Instagram is saying you only have a minute left, and then he will quit. He will go. He will end. You see, everything has an end. Yasin, ta'ala habibi, ta'ala, give me a hug. Yasin, come, give me a hug. Come. Yalla, everybody hug each other. Everybody hug each other. All of you hug one another, inshallah ta'ala. Yalla, all of you. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Huggy time. Huggy time, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. Barakallahu fikum, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. We shall meet all of us tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, right? We shall meet tomorrow. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much, Hani, for joining. Please don't quit on me now. Don't quit on me. Let's keep the contact, inshallah. Keep the contact. Keep this contact, inshallah, with one another. Tomorrow, a new series, if I stay alive, tomorrow, a new series, inshallah ta'ala, called Homemade Happiness, another amazing series in the making, in store for all of you. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Riyad Warzazi, checking out. Peace. love, I'm dropping the mic. You know, peace, love, dropping the mic. The mic has been dropped. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.